24 Migrants Rescued in California, Texas Border Sectors Over Weekend. By Bob Price on June 15, 2021. Border Patrol agents at opposite ends of the country rescued at least 24 migrants who became injured or distressed after illegally crossing from Mexico. Some sustained injuries while others fell prey to the increasing summer heat along the U.S.-Mexico border. El Centro sector agents rescued 9 migrants in 3 separate incidents over the weekend. Those rescued included 4 tender-age children. #RescueUSBP agents rescue 9 undocumented individuals over the weekend. All 9 individuals, 4 of which were tender-age children, had recently made an illegal entry into the U.S. As temperatures rise, so do the dangers of illegally entering the U.S. White checkmark, pic.twitter.com/s6qknforcna. USBP Chief Patrol Agent Gregory K. Bovina, at USBP Chief Ilk, June 15, 2021. Mid-Friday afternoon, El Centro Station agents received a call from Mexican officials regarding 4 people who became lost after illegally crossing the border in the mountains near Ocotillo, California. Agents responded to the area and found 2 migrant mothers and their children. Agents determined one of the women needed medical attention due to a knee injury. An ambulance came and transported the woman and her child to a nearby hospital. Officials identified the migrants as a 26-year-old Guatemalan woman and her 2-year-old daughter and a 24-year-old woman traveling with her 4-year-old son. At about the same time, El Centro sector officials operating remote video surveillance systems, RVSS, received information about an adult migrant woman who became lost in the desert with 3 children. Dispatchers sent agents to the desert area near Calexico, California. The agents found the migrant family about 45 minutes later and conducted medical evaluations on the 28-year-old Ecuadorian woman, her 2-year-old daughter, 10-year-old son, and 14-year-old son. All were determined to be in good health. Agents transported them to the station for processing. California Highway Patrol officials relayed a 911 call to the El Sector Sector Radio Dispatch Office on Sunday morning at about 10:15 regarding a man who illegally crossed the border with no water and became lost, officials reported. An El Centro Sector Border Search, Trauma, and Rescue Borstar team immediately began a search and rescue operation. About 3 hours later, the rescue team found the man and identified him as a 42-year-old Mexican national. The man injured his knee and required EMS transportation to an area hospital. El Centro sector officials report their agents successfully rescued more than 150 migrants so far this fiscal year, which began on October 1, 2020. At the other end of the border, Rio Grande Valley sector agents rescued another 15 migrants in 2 incidents near the Texas-Mexico border. The rescues came after migrants triggered rescue beacons. On Sunday, 4th Brown Station agents apprehended a group of 13 near Brownsville, Texas. Agents observed 2 of the female migrants fading in and out of consciousness, officials reported. Agents quickly provided medical assistance to the women and requested an ambulance to transport them to a hospital for further medical evaluation. Further inland, Kingsville Station agents responded to 2 emergency beacons and found 2 migrants in the brush. The agents provided medical assistance to the migrants. Rio Grande Valley sector officials rescued more than 100 migrants suffering heat-related illness during the past 45 days. That number is expected to increase as the Texas summer heat kicks into full gear. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook.